Salerno, Italy, 1465. Lucia and her mother lived for a thin sinew of rosemary smoke, the aroma of hawthorn in the sun, the thick, warm smell of marigolds being boiled for ointment. They were fleeting smells that caught Lucia as she walked around a corner, a thread of smoke that escaped out a window and quickly disappeared, experiments that wafted through a door frame as a woman slipped out with the smoke clinging to her skirts. Next to shops filled with ropes and pulleys, buckets and nets for the ships, were windows filled with herbs drying upside down in little bouquets, Irish moss, witch hazel, stinging nettle, valerian, palatory of the wall, comfrey, angelica, truffle. Barks were piled on the shelves. Roots sent her their odor of rich dirt. Twigs held their last clinging leaves. And, sitting in baskets prepared by the shopkeeper, hop pillows and vinegars for the bath. Bottles of blue liquid shimmered in front of her, and inside glass jars pickled animals showed their protruding teeth and their claws. Buckets of fetid-smelling ooze made her hide her nose inside her sleeve while she studied the bird's nest and pickled egg, vines that looked like nightmare spiders, the drying ears of unknown animals, little vials with tiny corks wrapped in tissue paper scratched with unknown languages. She was a little girl in a town of big smells, using her nose to navigate, too young to see the countertop, but listening to the scraping sound of the mortar and pestle, the hiss of powders being poured into little linen bags. Herbs and the ocean, they defined Lucia's Salerno, and as she walked with her hand safe within her mother's, comforted by the rustle of Giovanna's skirts, Lucia's mother recited the names of the plants they passed, each cluster in the window, each aroma that found them. The herbs became street markers to Lucia, since one narrow, twisting street housed the school for studies of the skin, and the marigold and garlic to treat it. Winding away from the piazza in the lane behind the church was the avenue of the scholars of the bone, smelling of comfrey and eggshells. The alley that held the butcher shop gave off an iron stench of rosemary, blood, and dill. Salerno was also a town filled with manuscripts, the texts of the great masters, of course, the Passionario, all 251 chapters of it, the Antidotarium as their pharmaceutical text. The Arabs brought their books of alchemy, their scrolls and their spices. Books on the healing arts in many languages lay next to the stacks of bark, wedged between the bottles and the charts of the moon, the tides, the sunrise. In Salerno, everyone carried notes, journals in boxes, disheveled studies with scribbles in the margin, extra papers stuck in a book, manuscripts carried through town like a suckling child. In Salerno, every vegetable basket had a folio stuck in the corner. Every stack of washing had its study notes underneath. Papers jutted from pockets, from clammy, anxious fists, from bags, under capes. They were a people who fervently believed in the power of a new idea, the remedy just invented, in collecting and comparing how it was done elsewhere. The scrap of paper and its cryptic note had more power in Salerno than the leather-bound volume, for the scrap was the hint of something new, and Salerno was a city in love with possibility, enamored of the shred of evidence, of chasing a thread toward discovery.